ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible.
Ladies and gentlemen. So are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola familia, buenas noches. Abrimos las puertas del último Underground Garage del año. Soy Carlos Medina y por última vez, en este 2015 por lo menos, seré yo quien te acompañe junto a Little Steven en esta noche de domingo. Tenemos por delante un programa especial en el que el guitarrista del Boss hará un buen repaso a lo más destacado del año en lo que a rock and roll se refiere. De hecho, la mayor parte de la música que disfrutaremos esta noche estará protagonizada por las bandas que, en algún momento de este 2015, han ostentado el título de la canción más chula de la semana. Suelen ser alrededor de unas 50 bandas actuales las que pasan por el garaje cada año, y aunque no puedan estar todas presentes, esperamos en todo caso que la selección te guste. Pero no me enrollo más, si te parece arrancamos el show y lo hacemos con The Sonics. La canción que nos propone Little Steven para empezar es una versión del clásico de Ray Charles, I Don't Need No Doctor. Son The Sonics, comienza el show. Buenas noches, familia.
Happy New Year, baby. I know we're a few days early, but so what? This is the first Underground Garage show of the new year, calendar notwithstanding. And it's the show we do every year where we talk about what was cool last year and the fact that we defy those that think rock and roll is dead by our 52 coolest songs in the world every year. 50 if you don't count Christmas. We continue to be the only place on earth where you can hear all 60 years of rock and roll and the best new stuff. And as always, we encourage you to buy what you like. And if one of our bands comes to your neighborhood, shut the video game off for a while. Get on your hoverboard you got for Christmas and get down to your local joint and support live rock and roll. We are the only art form that really should be experienced live in a room full of people. A couple of drinks doesn't hurt either. Anyway, like I always say, if I could play all 50 of the coolest songs, I would, but we only got room for about 20, so nobody should take it personal. We're going to save anything I might have produced for the coolest song set. They're kind of off the list, you know, officially. As are any songs by any DJ friends of mine. So we're trying to keep it somewhat subjectively objective. Yeah, you know, and the order of this is, you know, pretty loose. And we already cheated by playing song 21, which was the Sonics. Good to have them back. A lot of groups coming back this year. Groups from all over the world. Groups from the 60s, 70s, 80s. And a bunch of new things, too. So we'll get to all of it. Let's start with number 20. From the new rock and roll capital of the world, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Here's a new Trocaderos with Dream Girl.
It was nothing but a dream. Don't you ever wanna see the sun? Remember fun we had.
running out the door. I told your liquor store I got no money in my pocket, but I want more. The tears well through bloodshot eyes. I wanna live it up while I chase this high. When I hit the streets, it's gonna be out of sight. My restless heart won't sleep tonight. The sun is coming up, but we don't care. Smash your fist into the air. Oh yeah, alright. It feels good to be alive. Oh yeah, alright. The restless hearts won't sleep tonight. From the pool of our trash to the Hollywood rats, there's the clock upon the wall, saw the moon.
of music and laughter out in the fields with the sun beating down. 10,000 people gathered together, sharing the love, the sun and the sound. The sun is in the sky. The same sun seen through different eyes. Out in the streets, the people are moving. They feel the heat of the sun all around. 10,000 boys are singing together. The barricades are gonna come down. The sun, the sun.
started our look back at 2015 with new music from the Sonics. Very excited about that. Sonics pretty much helping to invent garage rock in the United States up there in Tacoma, Washington, along with the Wailers and Paul Revere and the Raiders and the Ventures. Sonics covering Ray Charles, I Don't Need No Doctor, which many of us remember from Humble Pie. Their cover was quite a hit. Joe Armstead, Nick Ashford, and Valerie Simpson writing that one. Jim Diamond producing. Good to have Jim back. And the Sonics, Jerry Rosalie, Larry Peripa, Rob Lind, joined by Dusty Watson and Freddie Dennis. Three of the original cats. Welcome back, Sonics. Our first set, one of Kurt Baker's 12 bands, setting a bad example for the kids. You know, in my day, we only were in one band at a time. And see what happened? So Kurt here, joined by Jeff Palmer, who actually sings the vocals and co-wrote that with Michael Chaney, who was one of the production team. And Dennis reminds me, he's also the lawyer. That's one way to cut down on illegal bills. Why didn't I think of that? So Michael Chaney, Jeff Palmer, Brad Marino, and Kurt Baker producing. The law firm of Chaney, Palmer, Marino, and Baker. Jeff, Kurt, and Brad, joined by Chris Rogers and Greg Sala. Restless Hearts was the Biters out of Atlanta. Yeah, Dan Dixon producing. Tuck Smith wrote it and sings and plays guitar. Matt Gabbs, Joey O'Brien, Phil Cross. Number 18 was Gripweed, Good Friends from Jersey. The classic album title, How I Won the War. That's good. Kurt Ryle, of course, singing and playing the drums, and Kristen Purnell and his brother Rick, Dave DeSantis. 17, The Return of the Pretty Things, another extraordinarily important band who were helping invent garage in England right around the same time as the Sonics were inventing garage here. Dick Taylor, of course, an original Rolling Stone, quit the band, went back to school, said, "What am I, nuts?" and starred The Pretty Things with Phil May, one of the great singers of all time, joined by Frankie Holland, who's been there for a long time now, George Woozy and Jack Greenwood, Mark St. John, their longtime producer and I believe manager also. Mark and Dick wrote that one. Song 16, Stevie Salas, local L.A. boy makes good. Yeah, he'd been around and kind of lives more in the hard rock world, but we occasionally wander into that area. We'll have a couple of those in our top 20, more hard, rocky type things. We try and keep our umbrella somewhat wide. And, you know, a little bit. It's all about the songs here, baby. All about the songs. Songs rule. And we will be back with our book of the year and songs 15 through 11.
Por aquí me tienes de vuelta. Este 2015 nos ha dejado una buena selección de libros relacionados con el mundo del rock. Algunos han sido comentados por Little Steven a lo largo de estos meses. Recordamos, por ejemplo, la biografía de Tom Petty o la de John Fogerty. Pero para el guitarrista de Springsteen hay uno concretamente que podríamos considerar como el libro del año. En fin, es cierto que esto va por gustos, pero él recomienda un libro que se titula Beatles Gear, All the Fab Four Instruments from Stage to Studio. Ahí está el titulito. La verdad es que tienes que ser un apasionado de los Beatles o de los instrumentos musicales, porque este libro básicamente hace un recorrido por todos los instrumentos que emplearon los Beatles a lo largo de su carrera, tanto en sesiones de estudio como en directo. Bueno, también es cierto que Little Steven nos cuenta que el libro no solo hace referencia a la parte técnica, también cuenta la historia detrás del instrumento y su uso por parte de cada uno de los Beatles, que bueno, también lógicamente es interesante. Está escrito por Andy Babiuk, quien también, por cierto, tiene otro sobre la misma temática, pero que hace referencia a los Stones. Yo particularmente me quedaría con la biografía de John Fogerty. La obra se titula Fortunate Son, My Life, My Music, y en ella el líder de la Creedence nos cuenta en primera persona su trayectoria en el rock and roll. De momento solo está publicado en inglés, no sé si se publicará en castellano, pero es un libro que merece la pena leer porque la historia de este hombre, del señor Fogerty, debe ser apasionante, ya no solo por su propia trayectoria, sino porque es un artista que ha influido a un montón de otras bandas a lo largo de la historia y merece la pena. En fin, no me enrollo más. Si te parece, seguimos con Little Steven. Todo tuyo, Stevie.
Welcome back, baby, to either our last show of the year or first show of next year, depending on how much you've had to drink tonight. We're running down our top 20 songs from our coolest songs in the world, kind of deviating from our normal procedure, which is what we like to do, you know, make up all these rules and then break them. And we're talking about some other cool things of last year, such as books. I gotta say, I think there's been so many books this year. We recommended a bunch a couple weeks ago. Harvey Kubernick's always got four or five books. His Neil Young book is one of the greats. And Warren Zanes had a good book about Tom Petty. A lot of cool things, but I think the book of the year has got to be Andy Babiuk's Beatles Gear, the definitive book on everything the Beatles used to record. It will be the ultimate coffee table book forever, to go along with the great companion, the Rolling Stones Gear book that Andy also did. It's nice because it's not just for technical people. It actually tells a story, which is something we never get tired of in the Underground Garage. So get that from Andy Babiuk's Fab Gear. And he continues to have the coolest guitar store in the world also, up there in the North Country, which is anywhere above 14th Street, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I also want to mention coolest play of the year, for those of you into theater. A play called Hamilton, which not so easy to get into, but you must see this. This is the most extraordinary thing I think I've ever seen. And I wasn't, you know, overly excited when I hear a hip-hop Broadway show. You know, you don't know what to expect from that. But it's really, it's as much beat poetry, really, as hip-hop. But it's also so well integrated into this incredible story. I'm telling you right now, make a point of flying to New York and seeing this if you can. I guess there'll be road shows eventually, but unbelievable. All right, back to the music. Song 15, brand new from Ringo Starr, who does not have to make records, but he does, and they keep getting better and better. He does not have to tour, but he keeps touring now. And that show, if you've never seen it, is extremely enjoyable. Go see him live. Song 15, Rory and the Hurricanes.
Sister, radio sister. promised land, the promised land. Gonna take him to the promised land. 'Cause I'm electric, yes I am. I'm electric, I'm your electric man. Oh, I'm a sexy girl. Yeah, oh, hot lady, gonna drive me like a Cadillac. Oh, hot lady, I'm a sexy girl. Yeah, hot lady, gonna take it to the sugar shack. Take it to the sugar shack. Take it to the sugar shack. I'm gonna take it to the sugar shack. 'Cause I'm electric. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm electric. I'm your electric man. I'm electric. Yes, I am.
Started that set with song 15, Rory and the Hurricanes, from Ringo Starr, talking about his first significant band before he joined those other guys, from his 18th studio album, Postcards from Paradise. Richie wrote that one with Dave Stewart. That's Dave on guitar, and Michael Bradford, Jason Berger, and very cool backing vocals from Double Treble. I think Ringo mentioned it was Dave Stewart's daughters or something, right? Yeah. Cool stuff. Get it from ringostar.com. Song 14, Radio Sister, from Soraya, who keeps getting better and better and better. We got something new from them coming in a few weeks that's unbelievable. The EP was called Less Than Zero. Zuzu, lead singer, wrote it with Travis Smith, and they produced it with Steve LaFascia. Get it from Soraya, soraia.com. Song 13, Jesse Malin, Turn Up the Mains. Cool stuff from his 7th album, New York Before the War. He wrote it, co-produced it with Derek Cruz. He had 2 different cool songs from 2 different albums this year. We picked that one. Could have been either way. Alejandro Escovedo, by the way, joining him on background vocals on that one. Song 12, Dina Regine, Gotta Tell You. Her 3rd album, Right On, All Right. She wrote it and co-produced it. Nick Shimbukas. Get it from DinaRegine.com. And song 11, another one of our hard rock entries, from the very cool Rival Sons. Song was Electric Man. The 4th album, Great Western Valkyrie, written by singer Jay Buchanan, joined by Scott Holiday, Michael Miley, and Dave Bestie, produced by Dave Cobb. Get that from rivalsons.com. And we'll be back with our coolest movies of the year and uncoolest.
Sigues en Rock FM en el último Underground Garage del año. Esta noche estamos haciendo un repaso a lo más destacado del 2015 y en ese sentido no podía faltar el cine. Bueno, en este caso la televisión. Little Steven quiere compartir con nosotros algunas de las series que más le han gustado este año. Te reconozco que no había oído hablar de ellas, pero así tengo tarea pendiente para este 2016. Una de esas series, que la verdad tiene una pinta fantástica, se titula Deutschland 83. La historia se encuadra en la Alemania de 1983, dividida aún entre el este y el oeste, justo en un pico de tensión entre los dos bloques durante la Guerra Fría. Se trata de una historia de espías, de la que no vamos a desvelar más porque tiene muy buena pinta. Recuerda, por si no la has visto y te apetece hacerte con ella, se titula Deutschland 83. Hay otra serie de televisión que le ha dejado a Little Steven un buen sabor de boca. Me refiero a la serie australiana Glitch. Se trata de un pueblo australiano en el que aparecen seis personas en perfectas condiciones y que no recuerdan quiénes son. La gracia de esto es que estaban muertas y enterradas en el cementerio del pueblo. En fin, Glitch, acuérdate. Y acabo mencionando una tercera serie de la que personalmente tampoco había oído hablar y que Little Steven cita como una de las grandes de este 2015. Se titula Mr. Robot. De esta, solo te diré que el mismo día que fue estrenada firmó por una segunda temporada. En fin, imagino que algo debe tener. Yo me la apunto para este 2016. ¿Hay alguna más? Así que te dejo con Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
Welcome back to our look back on 2015. I didn't see a whole lot of TV, but me and Maureen were on a jury at a TV festival in Rome. We got a chance to see a lot of pilots, and I was going to mention a few that we thought were very cool. One called Deutschland, which was a show about a East German spy when the wall was still up, infiltrating West Germany, and kind of had the Cold War from the East German perspective, which was interesting. A bizarre show called Glitch, which had people coming out of graves, but in a good way. Not your typical zombie problem. The Hypnotist was a freaky one about a hypnotist. Mr. Robot was cool. We gave the kid in it Actor of the Year. Cat named Rami Malek did a great job. The Man in the High Castle, very cool pilot about what would have happened if Germany and Japan had won World War II. Some cool stuff there. Movie wise, my four categories are coolest action movie, Mad Max, no problem there. Amazing. Coolest, freakiest, independent, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. You gotta watch those two movies with two entirely different brains. Two different sides of your brain, put it that way. And the third, I'm going to give Heart, okay? The movie with the most heart, I'm going to give to Creed. I like that a lot. Fourth category, of course, is the uncoolest movie of the year. The award we call the Day the Earth Stood Still Award, named after the worst remake ever. And once again, we have a terrible remake with The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Oh my God. If you enjoyed the TV show, hopefully you did not see this. If you have not seen the TV show, I recommend you go get it. Because it's a lot more fun and a lot cooler than this ridiculous, completely changed the whole damn thing remake. That's it, baby. Haven't seen James Bond or Star Wars yet, but they're probably pretty good. Let's get back to the music. Song number 10. Here comes Moto Bunny.
Define. I've refound my freedom at last. I won't shy from the strife. What doesn't kill me will fill me with life. And I'm moving on to my dreams of tomorrow. Thrilled to be wherever my soul may be bound. Who can tell where the journey
for the call to say that the days ahead will be the best of all. We will build bridges up to the sky, heavenly lights surrounding you and I. Hope for the future, it's coming soon enough. How much could we achieve? Hope for the future, it will belong to us if we believe, if we believe. Hope shines brightest in the dark when nothing's ever seen, lighting undiscovered places no one's ever been.
The Underground Garage, where we are counting down our top 20 coolest songs in the world of the year. in not a particular order, to tell you the truth. Well, whatever, you know. They're all good, baby. Number 10, Moto Bunny, Let's Go Out. I dug that a lot. Jim Diamond again, showing up in our top 20 here. Nicole Loren, Krista Collins, Michael Johnny Walker, Rick Collins, and Jaylene. Cool stuff. Get it from MotoBunnyMusic.com. Number 9 was The Return of the Zombies. Our third amazing comeback from a legendary band this year, along with Sonic and the Pretty Things. Really a fabulous record, written by Rod Argent. And, of course, Colin Blundstone. Phil singing beautifully. And they're always great live, too, so get a chance to see them do so. Joined by Jim and Steve Rodford and Tom Toomey. And this produced by Chris Potter. You can get it from thezombies.net. Number 8, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Another fabulous record. Spinning was the single. First new album in 5 years, by the way. Called Soul Time. The whole thing written and produced by Johnny Lyon and Jeff Kazee. I never get that right. Get it from SouthsideJohnny.com. And number 7 was Paul McCartney, Hope for the Future. I think one of the best things he's done in many years. Wrote it for a video game. It's always interesting to see when great writers write for different reasons, you know, for a movie or TV show or theater or a video game. Different things happen, you know. Giles Martin, son of George, producing that, and just a terrific record. And even cooler, Paul used the band that he has on the road for the last 10 years. Rusty Anderson, Brian Ray, who you all know from the Bayonets, Paul Wicks Wickens, and Abe Laboriel Jr., that already legendary drummer. Very cool stuff. And number 6, staying in the Beatles family, The Weeklings covering a very obscure George Harrison song, You Know What to Do. It was a good song, but their arrangement made it a great song. Lefty, Rocky, Zeke, and Ramblin' Dave. The Weaklings. Yeah, it's our coolest record with the worst band name this year. Get it from Jem, J-E-M, recordings.com. And we'll be back with our first coolest song in the world of 2016.
Por aquí me tienes de vuelta. Estamos repasando lo mejor del 2015 desde el punto de vista del guitarrista de Springsteen. Esta noche ocupan un lugar especial en el garaje las canciones más chulas de la semana que han pasado por aquí este año. No podían estar todos, pero la selección que ha hecho Little Steven seguro que te gusta. Ahora mismo vamos a continuar con ella y lo hacemos además con un viejo conocido, el señor Michael Monroe. Nacido en Finlandia, quien fuera la voz de Hanoi Rocks, ha lanzado en este 2015 su nuevo álbum de estudio titulado Blackout States. Fue el pasado 9 de octubre y hoy le recuperamos como una de las canciones más chulas de la semana. Su título, Old Kings Road. Y ya que jugamos en casa, aprovecharemos para escuchar una canción que fue hace bien poquito la más chula de la semana. Es Party Lights, de Bruce Springsteen, que ha aparecido publicada por primera vez en la edición especial 30 aniversario del álbum The River, titulado The Ties That Been, The River Collection. Música para recordar el 2015 y, por supuesto, también para darle la bienvenida al 2016. ¡Dale, Elite!
Welcome back to the Underground Garage as we sum up 2015, and a heck of a year it was. You wouldn't know it if you listened to the radio, other than our radio. But it was actually a fantastic year for rock and roll, now wasn't it? I know. Could have fooled you. Yeah. All right, here it is, our first coolest song in the world of 2016. It comes from Helsinki, Finland, which just could be the new rock and roll capital of the world. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Michael Monroe.
And jeans ripped up to bail. for just one moment I forget my heartache and the Lord.
First coolest song in the world of the year, Old King's Road from Michael Monroe. The new album is Blackout States. Chips Keasby producing. Old King's Road written by Steve Conte, Rich Jones, and Sammy Yaffa. Sammy, of course, with Michael in Hanoi Rocks and Demolition 23. Steve Conte's been all over the place. The Dolls and making his own record. And a very cool guitar player. And they are joined by Carl Rockfist on drums. And then we play some things that were out of competition. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band with Party Lights. And Darlene doing a Bruce song. Night closing in on Columbia. How about that? All right. We're looking back on 2015. We'll be back with our top five coolest songs in the world of the year.
Sigues en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Es nuestro último show del año y juntos estamos repasando lo mejor del 2015. Eso implica recordar a los grandes artistas que han pasado por el garaje este año. Estamos llegando al final del show, pero aún queda lo mejor. Prepárate, porque llega el top 5 de las mejores canciones que han ostentado este año el título de las más chulas de la semana. Bueno, creo que por hoy podríamos cambiar por las 5 canciones más chulas del año. Esperamos en este ratito a Wife and the Husband, Dogs, Love Me Nots o Vanilla Fudge, entre otros. En fin, dale Little, que esto se acaba.
Welcome back, baby. We're looking back on 2015 and playing some of our favorite coolest songs. Always hard to pick, because they're all cool. But here we go, here's our top five. We start with the second worst name of a band doing the coolest song of the year. Wifey and the Husband. This song is a lot cooler than the name of the band. I'm sorry. See if you agree. She won't go.
Hey, it's so nice to see you. Oh, and your little friend, too. Don't say you love me, maybe. I only want you, baby.
Yeah, Wifey and the Husband. She Won't Go. Our number five coolest song of the year. Here's our number four song. The band that had our coolest song in the world last year. You may remember Crime Is Sexy. They're out of Oslo. They produced themselves. here with our number four song, Don't Let Me Down, are the Dogs. Yeah, the very cool Dogs from Oslo with our number four song, Don't Let Me Down. Our number three song is a new band from Phoenix, Arizona. They were sharing members with Moto Bunny, but now have split off on their own. Here with our number three song of the year, Don't Let Him. Here are the Love Me Nots.
I'm
Yeah, Love Me Not, baby. The number three song of the year. Very cool stuff from Phoenix, Arizona. And with our number two record of the year, our fourth legendary band making a comeback. And a very cool comeback it is. A song written by Neil Diamond and originally done by the Monkees. And like usual, here is their very unique arrangement, which was always their thing. Here is I'm a Believer by Vanilla Fudge. Vanilla Fudge, just like you remember him, right? Still very cool. I'm a Believer. And our number one record of the year after I said I was not going to play any of my DJ friends' records. I got to break my own rule, because this is just the ultimate garage rock record and performed by one of the great all-time garage rock bands. Here it is, our number one record of the year, The Woggles with Karate Monkey. Woggles covering Chubby Checker. Yeah. Karate Monkey. I somehow missed that first time around. 1966. I don't know. Must have been busy that day. Trying to figure out the chords to Happenings 10 years time ago or something. Yeah. A lot of cool records though, right? Yeah, we find them. They're out there. And there's no logical reason for them to be out there. We're the only ones who play them. But as long as people are making great rock and roll records, man, and as long as there's breath in my body, we're going to keep supporting them and playing them. And please, you do the same. Buy these things if you like them. Go see the bands live and tell your friends about them. It's going to take all of us. Keep rock and roll alive. I'll see you next year.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the seminal hard rock cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. We want to thank the Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. It's not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, pues hemos llegado al final del último Underground Garage de este 2015. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio en el que hemos, bueno, repasado algunas de las cosas más interesantes de este 2015 en el garaje. Acuérdate de algunas series de televisión, como por ejemplo Deutschland 83 o Mr. Robot, algunos libros. John Fogerty, Fortunate Son, My Life, My Music, y bueno, básicamente las mejores canciones más chulas de este 2015. Lo dicho, familia, espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te deseo un feliz, feliz 2016. Un abrazo muy fuerte. Little, feliz año. Nos vemos pronto.